Today, I have a little adventure story to relate. So, here's what happened. Sometimes I hang out with friends and infrequent guests of the show, Val and Nicanor. And, we like to go see a real bad-looking horror movie. You know, we saw the one with the scary mirror. And we saw the one that was the haunted baby. That I didn't fully understand what was going on, but a baby was haunted or something. We wanted to do that again. But unfortunately, there wasn't really anything playing. We couldn't find anything that looked to be what we wanted. And you know, there's some of this stuff on Netflix, but it's just not the same, right? Sure, you can watch Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror. Maybe part two? Are there two parts to that? Does anyone know? Or does it matter? We watched that. It was good. But it's just not the same. It's got to be a little bit more of an event, I think, is what makes these terrible movies so special. And what we decided, brilliant scheme, come up with by yours truly. Nicanor lives near the Mile High Flea Market. And I thought, surely, if there are terrible movies to be found, they are to be found at the Mile High Flea Market. So let's go there. So that's what we did. We went to Hey Flea Market. Living room, bedroom, dinette. Oh yeah! Okay. We went to the flea market. Now, I don't really understand if anyone else doesn't understand how a flea market works, but I do think it's important to tell you how this flea market works, because it works very badly. I looked online for the hours. They are open. It is March. I just want to point out that this is March, and they are open. So I guess if a blizzard happens, it's like, fuck you, we're open. Or fuck you, we're not open. I don't know. I don't know which one's the bigger fuck you, is when that place is open or closed. But it was open on the weekend. And I think it costs like between $20 and $30 to rent a space where you could put out a little blanket or something and sell whatever the hell you want. Which seems like a pretty cheap rate, right? Because if all you gotta do to make up your cost of your space is 20 or 30 bucks, come on. If you can't make 20 or 30 bucks, what are you even doing? So we arrived at the flea market. There is a $3 entry fee. Just be aware of that per person, not per car. So I guess that's how they make their money back. They also charge you if you want to rent the world's worst shopping cart. People like to, you know, it's a classic stand-up comedian thing to complain about the low quality of shopping carts at a grocery store. I'm here to tell you, those are like the goddamn, I don't know, they always say the Cadillac of shopping carts. Which to me, I'm like, someone says, oh, we got the Cadillac of da-da-da-da, I always think, well, if you mean we paid way too much because it's something Lil Wayne would tell us to get, sure. We got the Cadillac of tattoos. Okay. We got way too much, and Lil Wayne would like it. So there you go. That doesn't even make sense, but you know what I'm saying. Saying something's the Cadillac of something isn't the same, doesn't mean the same thing as saying it, say, I don't know, 30 years ago. Like now you would say, I don't know, it's some other car of that thing. People who know cars better would be a lot better at this than me. And probably better at most things than me. So anyway, you can... the grocery store shopping carts are amazing compared to these. These are like... Not even... These look like shopping carts that were taken... Like someone was having a homeless barbecue where they turned over a shopping cart and filled up the ground with charcoal underneath it and then used the grill of the shopping cart as their grill. That looks like what's happening And then someone came along and said, hey, can we have your shopping cart for the flea market? And the bum just said, I don't even know where I am right now. I don't know how I got this shopping cart or something to grill on it. So I'm a little worried that that's a human hand I'm grilling. Yeah, go ahead and take it. You know what? I don't think I need it. I think that you should probably just go ahead and take it. You know, they're just covered in rust, barnacle. They look like, you know how James Cameron, like, took an expedition down to see the Titanic because he made the movie Titanic, and therefore he's probably the most qualified person to go down there. Of everyone on Earth, I can't really think of anyone I'd rather send down there than James Cameron. And good news, I guess, if someone finds another planet with aliens on it, and animals and trees and shit, we'll say, well, he made Avatar. You should probably go there, too. Makes sense. If you could make a movie of it, you're ready to do it. I don't know who made Backdraft, but I assume he's very busy as the fire chief now. Sort of like how Stallone became a cop in the future, who's then sent to the past and then the future or something. I don't know how that would work out. We're in the future. We are the future. We're the children. So you can get one of these horrible shopping carts for more money. And so you walk in. So as we're walking in, there's like different tiers of shops at this flea market, right? You've got your like, your low tier is just basically a big parking lot with a space you could lay down a blanket. You have a square. The next tier up seems to be sort of like half shelters along these mall walkway things. And then you can go even up from there and have almost a storefront. And we saw one from a distance that was a son wearing sunglasses. And we were like, oh, I wonder what they have. Flip-flops? Sunglasses? Probably something beach-themed, right? No, it just turned out they had weird jewelry. And this kind of set the tone for every store I would see along the way, where basically they did not have anything that I expected them to have, and had everything I did not expect. It's hard for me to describe the hodgepodge of items that they had at the flea market, for the simple reason that I think describing them and their variety makes it sound awesome. This cop has pulled someone over and he's blocking the street. It makes it sound way more awesome than it was. Because if I just tell you what the items were, it's like, oh, that sounds great. So for example, one of the first items that really stood out to me, one of these places just leaned up against the wall. They had a giant paddle boat. This is the kind you sit in and you pedal. Pedal boat? Paddle boat? You know what I'm talking about. You go to some touristy place or like a zoo, they usually give you like dog food to throw to the fish or something like that. One of those. They had one of those just leaned, sitting against the wall. Where do you even get that? How does one remotely begin to acquire a paddle boat? You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Does it? How? I don't know. I just don't know. And then you have other things, you know. Basically, you're walking around and, okay, here's a section where they just have someone's garage that caught fire and they just said, fuck it, take everything. Bowling trophies. Just a couple bowling trophies. Maybe like an old mailbox or something that has a hole in the bottom. They have lots of mattresses for sale. I'll tell you that. If you want to buy a mattress, you've come to the right place, I think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is a good place to buy a mattress. Like, it's probably cheap. That I'll say. Is it a good idea? I don't know. I'm not the most highest standards guy, but I do think that, hey, it's a mattress. I think it's worth paying $200. I mean, you sleep on it every night, right? $200. Think of it as a dollar a night for not even the next entire year. How about that? This is like an ongoing theme, too, at the flea market, I have to say, because everything I saw, you know, I saw these guys working together to lift this huge sort of dressery, desky thing. You know, like the thing in an old movie, some lady would be sitting at a desk, but it's like a makeup-doing desk. Do you know what I'm talking about? And it's like, this is my desk where I have a mirror and do my makeup. It was like one of those, but with no mirror. I guess like a desk. Does it really even fucking matter? I'm like, oh, well, it was like this, but not that. It was just a shitty desk, and it was horrible. I mean, it looked like hell. It looked like it seriously looked like a piece of furniture that had come from hell. Like, where Satan lives. That place, that's what that shit looked like. And you're looking at this thing, just thinking, what the fuck? And then these two guys are hauling it away. And okay, I will grant you this. It's probably cheap as hell. They probably got it for $8. But I don't know, man. I just wanted to stop everyone making a purchase of furniture and be like, hey, I know that's $8, but you're like 30 minutes from an IKEA. Something nice and new is, I don't know, $12? Like, it's not going to be that much more. And you're so close already. You're so close. There was a really nice furniture store. They had some beautiful furniture. And by beautiful, I mean probably the most outrageous couch I've seen in my life. I'll describe this to you a little bit. Imagine you wanted to design a couch, and someone's like, I want you to incorporate the following materials. Leather. Okay, no problem. Wood. Okay, that seems doable. I mean, for the frame or... No, visible wood. Okay, well, still, leather and wood, that's classic. We're all right. Fabric. Weird, sort of embroidery-style fabric. I'm getting a little tougher now. Jewels. I want jewels to be in the leather and the embroidery. Incorporated in somehow. Large ones, the size of a baby's fist. Okay, then you have this couch. This couch was about wide enough for one person to sit on very uncomfortably, and it was kind of like if you took a leather couch, cut out the middle third, and then put it in an embroidered fabric couch, and then embedded into the fabric and leather these jewels that would go right on a person's back. If there's ever been a comfortable material to sit on, I'd say it's shitty fake jewels. This is like the kind of couch that Scrooge McDuck would own or something like this is not a couch that goes in someone's home. This is a couch that you think goes in someone's home, and someone at the flea market tricks you into thinking, this is what a rich person has. This couch was not cheap. This is like an $800 couch. And it was tiny and shitty, probably heavy as fuck. You know what this couch is? This is like one step up from the couch. You're helping your friend move, like, after college is over. And they have an unbelievably shitty couch. And you're thinking, like, are you really fucking going to make me move this couch to your new place? Like, this is not... We don't have to move... This is a futon, and you built your own frame for it out of, like... a child's crib or something is glued together, and there's like a linchpin that's made out of a beer bottle, and if that collapses, the whole deal is over. Is this really something we're gonna move? If you throw this out less than 6 months after moving into your new place, I'm gonna kill myself. That's all there is to it. I just want you to know my blood is on your hands in that case. Absolutely. 100%. This couch is one step up from that, but worse because you're like, well, at least that one they spent $25 and just never thought of it again. And it's just a matter of convenience or perceived convenience. Just the thought of, like, getting a new couch is what's really preventing here. this couch, to me, looks like the couch that you get, and it's like, well, no one sits on that couch. That's not like a real couch. I feel like a dog would see that and say, eh, no thanks. You know, or a cat. A cat will just get in a cardboard box. A cat will sit on a pile of fucking laundry. I don't think a cat would recognize that as something that could be perched or sat upon. And a cat will perch on fucking anything, and even that, I think the cat would say, I'm not sure about. This looks like some kind of, if you did an episode of Pee-wee's Playhouse, where Pee-wee was like a billionaire, right? And all of his stuff turned rich and fancy and snooty. This is what his chair would turn into. Cherry, the chair. The chair that had kind of a scary mouth and face. And also that Pee-wee just put his butt on all the time. That's what this would become. So just the craziest fucking thing made by some artist who's out of his mind on acid and working for Pee-wee's Playhouse and having mixed feelings about it. This is what he would come up with to make it happen, to make this nightmare a reality. It was an awful, awful couch. They also had, you know, kind of carnival food, which I was pretty excited about. We were all like, oh, well, let's go around lunchtime. Because no need to eat lunch if we're going to be able to walk around eating a giant turkey leg, right? Or a giant churro. I think every food there was preceded by the word giant, which I take as a good sign. There was nothing that said regular size. And I do feel that if there were regular size foods, they would have to warn you about it. They would need to say, regular size burrito. Just so you know. Just so I don't go, what the fuck? So we go to one of these turkey leg stands, and they have like it's like a ride to get on a goddamn roller coaster in Orlando. It is curving back and forth, and it goes through the entire gate that curves back and forth, and then out just into the regular thoroughfare of the flea market, into the street or whatever. Just flying down, and you can't even really tell where it ends. It is that fucking long of a line for a goddamn turkey leg. It looked like it would take 8 hours to get a turkey leg. I am not even fucking around. I don't know. I feel like you have to line up when you arrive at the flea market, stay the whole day, and if you manage that, then you'll probably be able to get a turkey leg at some point during your visit. That's got to be about as good as it gets, right? That's sure how it seems to me. So we didn't get a turkey leg. We go to it. There's a second turkey leg stand. Looks to be exactly the same as the first. Just as crowded. No shorter line whatsoever. So you've got two turkey stands, and there had to be hundreds of people standing in line for these turkey legs. Which, by the way, assholes who run restaurants, looks to me like all people really want is to eat a giant turkey leg. I don't know if they want to eat it in their car, but it kind of seems like it. Or instead of just being some guy selling shitty popsicles around the park, maybe it's time to open your turkey leg cart. Just be like, here you go. Have that. That's fun. Giant churro stands, just the same. And those giant churros looked good, goddammit. They looked good. But I didn't have the patience to wait, to be honest with you. When I was in incredible field of bargains, how am I going to waste my time eating a goddamn turkey leg? Not even eating it. Waiting in line for it. And then eating it while I walk around. How am I going to be as in touch with all these bargains? You know, physically handling them the way I would need to evaluate whether or not they're worth the $2 that I would pay for them. If you're going to the flea market, I do have a one piece of advice right off the bat. Have somebody wait in line for you at the turkey stand. Just immediately have someone go there. Secondly, I would say dress in your shittiest clothes. Because I feel like if you're dressed semi-nice, you'll be overdressed and then people will look at you and be like, well, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? He doesn't need a deal. What's he even doing here? He's just fucking around. Dress down. Dress down just a little. Because then the vendors maybe will take you seriously and be... If you have a look that you've ever looked in the mirror before you left the house and been like, this might be a little too scumbag for me. Like, I don't think this is good. Not that I'm saying all the people there are scumbags, but what I'm saying is when you're trying to negotiate down the price of a $1 action figure to 75 cents, I think it helps your case if you look like total shit. Now, I need to say something else because I'm a bad person, but this is the truth. Almost entirely non-white people at the flea market. I assume Mexican, and here's why. Speaking Spanish, which I know means they could be from any number of Central, South American, and other places. However, a preponderance of merchandise, and it was like a sticker for your truck that said Oaxaca, or places like that, that I understand are in Mexico. Hopefully they're in Mexico and I don't just sound like a crazed racist right now. This is not a problem thing. It was just about 10 minutes into walking around, I kind of had to look around and be like, wait a second. We're like the only white people here. And when I say we're the only white people here, I mean, this place was fucking crowded as fuck. Like, it was kind of hard to walk around in there. And all the little stores were super busy and shit. And, we were just about the only white people there. I mean, I felt like other people must have seen us and thought, like, what the fuck is this? What is this? How did these whites come to the magic land of, I don't know, the flea market? I bring that up, and here's why I had to bring that up. I did not realize until that day that film icon, blowjob icon, Marilyn Monroe is having like a second, third, or whatever life in the Hispanic community. This is happening. T-shirts, weird blankets, any kind of fabric thing would have a version of it that had Marilyn Monroe on it. And now sometimes she was done up in, not the style of makeup that she wore in her time, but a much more sort of, a typical among young Latina style of makeup. It seemed that there were a lot of that. Lots of versions of her with lots of tattoos and stuff like that, too. That seemed to be a big thing. I had no idea that she had become or has been an icon in that community. And now I know a thing. I know a thing about a thing, and it's that Marilyn Monroe, popular in that community. So there you go. That brings us to one of my favorite little items that you could purchase were sort of blankets. I'm calling them blankets. They're not rugs. They seem to be blankets that are made for the purpose of hanging on a wall as opposed to warming ones. I can't really see curling up in front of the TV in a Scarface blanket. This is a real thing. I had an argument with somebody once about, like, it was like, no, you're just being ridiculous. Because, you know, they'll set up that thing by the side of the road where they sell these kind of crazy-ass wall fabrics. And usually you've got, like, a Bob Marley, because God knows they need to set up a stand so that you can get Bob Marley shit, right? I know somebody was walking along there just thinking, well, fucking finally. Finally I can get a Bob Marley thing to hang on my wall. Where was I ever going to find this? You don't understand. I better get two just in case something happens to this first one. I'm going to keep the second one at a separate secure location so that I always have a Bob Marley thing hanging on the wall. Because we all remember his great song, right? You know, his good ones. the ones, he's not just about enjoying while you're stoned, okay? He did stuff. He had a hairstyle. So, I saw one of these stands once, and one of the options for a blanket was basically the movie poster for the movie Scarface. You know, so it's Al Pacino, and it's black and white with red and whatever. And this friend was like, there's no way that's a real thing. And I'm like, I swear to fucking God, Scarface blanket is real as shit. And it's real as shit, because I saw one this weekend. Scarface blanket. You've got Tupac blanket. You have these sort of, like, I don't know what to call them exactly, but I'll just describe one. It was motorcycle related, and it said something like ride to die or ride to death or something, and it appeared to be a skeleton in motorcycle clothes, and then like a hot babe is on top of him making out with his skull head, you know, and he's alive, like he's grabbing her ass while she's making out with this skeleton motorcyclist who's dead, I guess. But luckily, you know, he's dead, but luckily he still gets to engage in the fun of making out with a hot babe. And, you know, a hot babe is like, ooh, yeah. Nothing like a skeleton in a leather jacket to really get a girl's motor running, right? Well, I can't resist that. That's why girls all have, like, a Ghost Rider fetish. Because they're like, oh my God, well, if you can imagine the greatness of, you know, every woman's fantasy, and then add a flame to that, where else is there to go? That's the ultimate. That's the pinnacle of sexual possibility, when you get right down to it. So that was a nice blanket. Of course, they had the classic horse blanket. They had a blanket that was the color red that I've never seen produced by fabric. It was a red that I've only really, it seemed like it was emitting light, you know what I mean, like it was like a stoplight almost. It was that bright red. It was hard to look at from across the way, and just imagining that in a room, how you even work that out, I don't know how you would hang that in a room and have that work out for you. Like, what else do you put in the fucking room at that point? You might as well not put anything in there. Just have that be your weird basement room, and you call, like, that's our red rug room. Why do we call it that? Well, there's a fucking red rug in there. And that's it. That's all that room can handle, my friend. I had a suggestion, because Katie and Nicanor were talking about redoing their basement, you know, and whatever. And I said, here's an idea for you. I think what you should do is get a bunch of these, you know, Tupac blankets and that kind of thing. And then you should redo your basement with the theme Mile High Flea Market. Here's why. It'll be insane, and it'll cost you like $50 if you negotiate hard. Here's what I thought was sort of weird. Or here's, I think, a good summary of what was at the flea market was provided by Nicanor. We were just kind of walking around, looking around, and Nicanor was like, you know, there's this guy in our neighborhood, and trash day is, you know, Thursday. And every Thursday morning, he's got a truck, and he just drives around. And if he sees something in someone's trash that, you know, it looks like he could resell or something, he'll get out of his truck, throw it in the back, and drive away. And he's, you know, Nicanor's like, now I know where all that stuff went. I know where he's taking all of his gathered items from the trash. And it is definitely to the Mile High Flea Market. This is the whole thing I remember about the flea market from when I was a kid, because I went there when I was a kid. And the reason that I went there as a kid is kind of like, exactly antithetical to why I went there as an adult. Basically, as a kid, that was somewhere that would sell you some crazy shit. As a kid, they didn't give a fuck. My old roommate Travis, we went there when we were probably both like 14. And some stand at the flea market that had tools sold him like a mini welding torch. Now, he wasn't an advanced welder or someone who had ever welded anything before. This was purely a purchase made because it was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this, but I think it's going to be fucking awesome. Right? It's just like, well, it's a mini welding torch. Does a 15-year-old boy want... If a 15-year-old boy has the option to own a welding torch, he's going to say yes. And, you know, the guy at the flea market totally let him buy it. This is where you would go to buy something like a knife or a lighter or something that a 15-year-old boy desperately wants and is definitely not allowed to have by parents. But the way I remember it from when I was a kid, it was a lot more, you'd go to, you know, this stand and they had CDs, and you would go to this shitty stand and they had bootleg t-shirts, and you would go to this stand and they had records or whatever. And now, when I went there, it just seemed to be different piles of shit. Like, here's a pile of shit, and here's another pile of shit, and what I have this week for my pile of shit, who knows what it'll be next week. It looked like if the Goodwill just said, hey, for the next 2 weeks, no need to bring your donations, we're actually going to be closed, just bring all your donations to the Superdome. And leave them on the field. And then a tornado hit it. And while the tornado was tossing the items through the air, someone came and laid down a patchwork quilt of squared fabrics, you know, to delineate spaces. And then all the shit just fell where it may. And then you had some stands. Right? Like, this is the sort of things you had. Now, I did at some point find a movie stand. And here's the problem I also discovered. I was kicking myself for ever getting rid of my VCR, because there are a lot of great options at the flea market for shitty movies if you have a VCR and $1 and, you know, 2 hours to kill. They had Hulk Hogan movies that I had never even heard of that were clearly from the era when Hulk Hogan was quite a bit younger. And hadn't made, you know, Suburban Commando just yet. He wasn't that famous. He wasn't Suburban Commando famous, but basically looked like he was making knockoffs of Commando, regular Commando with Arnold. That seemed to be kind of his jam at that point in time. It was just bizarre to see. I had no idea. I think one was even a sequel of some kind. You know, one was called, like, The Ultimate Weapon or something, which you're like, yeah, all right, at that time, I suppose. And then something seemed to be a sequel, which meant there was not only this movie I'd never heard of, but that it was the sequel to another movie I'd also never heard of, probably also starring Hulk Hogan. I suppose it could be, like, a Triple X thing. Where you had the first one, and that was Vin Diesel, and then the second one had Ice Cube, probably the most nonsensical replacement of all time. All right, well, we have Vin Diesel. Who should we replace Vin Diesel with? I know. Ice Cube. Oh, yeah, good idea. You know what? Cube is the man most like Vin Diesel, or most opposite. That's what's so weird about that replacement. He's not the most opposite man of Vin Diesel. That would probably be, I don't know, who else could they cast? Stan Lee. They'd be like, hey, you know, you've done a lot of cameo work and we love it, but maybe you'd like to take a starring role and surf a lunch tray down a railing. That seems like what Stan Lee's ready for at this point. And Stan Lee'd be like, oh gosh, I guess so. And then there you'd be. Stan Lee as Triple X, enemy of the state. Is that what it was called? Something like that. But, you know, they go from Vin Diesel to Ice Cube, and it's just like, okay. Sure, just, I guess, it's that was one of those dartboard decisions that I'll never understand. So in this Hulk Hogan movie, this is the sequel, I suppose they could have had someone else first. Whoever the Ice Cube of that era is, who then transferred it over to Vin Diesel. Sinbad? Maybe Sinbad was in some kind of commando-ish movie, and then they said, you know what? Let's get Hulk Hogan for the second one. Why the fuck not? Because why the fuck not? That seemed to be the theme of a lot of these movies. I did see today probably the finest movie trailer I've seen in quite some time. I saw a section of the movie on YouTube as well. The movie is called The Amazing Bulk. Which, if you didn't know, is that's, you know, they're trying to rip off the Hulk, right? And here's what's great about the Bulk. Well, the Bulk himself is just a purple, kind of looks like a fat guy. There's a lot of picture, a lot of, this scene is like a chase scene, I guess, is what they're very generously calling it. And it's the Bulk sort of running away from police people who are chasing him, right? The background, every background and foreground, for the most part, CGI in this movie. Now, when I say CGI, I misspoke. I mean green screen. I mean, what they did is they took people and they filmed in front of a green screen and then just put in all the backgrounds and all the objects who aren't the main people and the things they are directly touching. So what this means, and here's the problem with that. I mean, they've done it before, right? And it's like, whatever, it looks like they're in outer space. This shit, though, they look like they're in the town from, I can't even think of a horribly enough animated computer, like Transformers Beast Wars or something. Like, if you made a real-looking downtown area for Transformers Beast Wars, it actually wouldn't even look this good. Because at least Beast Wars had reflections and light effects. This was all just matte, flat-lit, cartoon backgrounds, just drawn in MS Paint, right? And then these actors are in front of it, you know? So the guy turns into the Bulk, and the Bulk is like the Hulk, except instead of being super strong and green, he's super strong and purple, and also pretty much just flabby. Like, he just has a big gut, and his face just looks really stupid. Like, he's just, imagine the Hulk except stupid, and I don't mean in the, like, Marvel Comics trading card way where it had the different ratings, and it's like intelligence, speed, endurance, all this shit, and you would put them next to each other and be like, Nightcrawler's very speedy and agile, but Colossus is very strong. I wonder who would win. You put him next, and then, you know, you'd find these surprising, like, Wolverine is nearly as strong as Captain America? My God. You know, you'd set these things up. I don't mean that he's that way in the Marvel Comics trading way, that he's not very intelligent. I mean, he looks like he had his head caved in and is escaping from the hospital, but he doesn't know where he's going. Like, it's not like a brave escape, it's a sad escape. Where you're like, no, you need to be in the fucking hospital. Bulk. The Incredible Bulk. He accidentally kills a cop by throwing a car. I recommend watch Incredible Bulk, best chase scene ever. That was kind of, I did get my movie eventually. That's the plus side. And I did, you know, relieve my worries about what's Marilyn Monroe's next move. So I would say I did gain something from the flea market.